Hello, and welcome to this WebMD stroke update. My name is Dr. Mark Alberts, Vice Chair of Neurology at UT Southwestern in Dallas, Texas. Today, I would like to update you about a new study, the results of which were just reported at the International Stroke Conference held in February 2014 in San Diego. The long-awaited results of the FAST-MAG trial were reported by Dr. Jeff Saver, head of the Stroke Center at UCLA. This trial was very unique for a number of reasons. Dr. Saver and his colleagues were able to treat over 1,700 patients, the vast majority of whom were treated within 1 hour of stroke onset. How did he and colleagues do this? The patients were treated typically within the ambulance that went to get the patient after 911 was being called. They were diagnosed, and the randomization kits and the magnesium was stored in the ambulance so that the patients could be treated typically within 15 minutes of when they first met the ambulance. This was remarkable. In no other stroke study before that I'm aware of were patients able to be treated so rapidly after stroke onset. In fact, overall, about 3/4 of the patients were treated within 1 hour of stroke onset. The treatment was 4 grams of magnesium in the ambulance and then 16 grams of magnesium over the next 24 hours once the patient was admitted to the hospital. What were the results in terms of neurologic function after 3 months? Overall, it was disappointing. When you compare the magnesium group to the placebo group, and this was a double-blind trial, there was no evidence of efficacy for any neurologic or clinically meaningful endpoint comparing the magnesium group to the placebo group. Why was that the case? Well, certainly it was not because the patients were not treated rapidly enough. I mean, the patients in FAST-MAG were treated as rapidly as is conceivable or feasible for any acute stroke study. It could be that magnesium just is not a potent enough neuroprotective agent, despite studies in the past and animal studies showing that it should have some efficacy. But I think one important factor is that in FAST-MAG, about 40% of patients were treated with IV tPA. The reason why they could do that is that the patients got into the EMS system and were transported to the hospital so rapidly. And it might be, just might be, that the effects of IV tPA were so significant, and we know that IV tPA is fairly efficacious, that it washed out any secondary effects that magnesium as a neuroprotective agent could have had or could have shown in the study. That's just a hypothesis. We'll have to delve into the study in more detail. From what Dr. Saver presented at the meeting, looking at the tPA and non-tPA treated patients, there did not seem to be much of a difference in terms of overall effects of magnesium. But again, with so many patients receiving tPA, it may have potentially diluted out the effects of the neuroprotective agent. So there we have it, an extremely well-done study that Dr. Saver and his colleagues should be complimented upon. They really set the bar very high in terms of treating patients with acute stroke in as rapid a manner as is feasible. Thank you very much for joining me for this WebMD stroke update. Have a good day.